A couple of years ago, my wife Jill and I spent the Christmas season in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The old steel town has remade itself into an arts-friendly destination full of great shops and restaurants. We stayed at a bed and breakfast and spent a day touring the Martin Guitar Factory nearby in Nazareth. That evening, we searched out a restaurant in Bethlehem. By chance, we hit on an upstairs neighborhood Italian place. The owner's wife seated us at a very good table, and we ordered some appetizers. We didn't understand that state law required we bring our own wine, so she graciously provided us with a complimentary glass and then another. The place filled up with families, locals, and tourists. The waitress was attentive and professional, and the owner stopped by at our table to make sure we were enjoying our food, which was delicious. All scratch-made, all served in robust portions, piping hot with side platters of fresh-baked bread and olive oil. We lingered over our food, delighted. The food, the ambiance, the people, all were wonderful. We decided it was by far the most satisfying dining-out experience we'd ever enjoyed together. Next day, we toured the International Christmas Market, three big circus tents full of artisans, chefs, performers. We bought an African djembe and watched a chainsaw artist carve polar bears and dolphins out of gigantic blocks of ice. When dinner time rolled around, we decided to revisit the same Italian place we'd loved the night before. In due course, we were seated and just beginning to enjoy our entrees, when the owner suddenly appeared and grabbed our plates. "We need your table," he said, and moved us to a tiny table stuck into a corner by the kitchen. Neither one of us had ever had such a thing happen, someone grabbing our plates out from under us, handling our silverware and wine glasses. We hurried through our meal, encouraged by the owner to eat up and get out fast. Anyway, we were feeling pretty insulted, had lost our appetite, so shortly we paid the check and left. And then something else unusual happened. The owner's wife followed us down the stairs and out onto the snowy sidewalk. She was in tears, apologizing profusely for her husband's rude behavior. "That's okay," we assured her, "not her fault." Still crying, she went back inside. So within 24 hours, we had enjoyed the best and suffered the worst dining experience of our lives together in the same restaurant. I don't know what to make of that, what lesson to draw, but I am reluctant now to make judgments about any place or anybody based on just one encounter. Our first meal was almost too good to be true, and our second, well, it was a little too true to be good.